listening to Coach Hofer earlier in the week on our pregame coverage, and I think I heard you say the Eagles hadn't won a homecoming game since 2013. Hallelujah, man. We needed one of those last night and finally got one. It's been a while.
Yeah, it was a little bulletin board motivational material for our guys. You know, that something we had talked about the last couple of years, actually. And they came out and had a good week of practice and performed well on the field last night. And it makes the whole totality of the homecoming celebration a little bit sweeter.
Yeah, and it was nice last night. You beat a team that, you know, was trending in the right direction. They were trying to turn the corner. I think the first time ever they had beat Stark County in the history of the Ridgewood Co-op, and you know, a 3-1 team coming in and able to get up 21-0 in the first half, and then 28-0 in the third quarter, going to win at 28-7. So, what about the first half? You must have really played well last night.
Yeah, we were able to come out, and we didn't have a great first kickoff coverage, so they were able to get it close to midfield there to begin the game, but then we were able to kind of come out and shut them down defensively, and we moved the ball pretty successfully on the ground in the first half, also had a long touchdown pass, so we got off to a real fast start and got them on their heels early, and just kind of kept that aggressiveness going throughout the whole evening.
And the run game last night really on track, and the Lily boys, Alec will say it's because of me on the offensive line, and Evan will say no, it's because of me, the running back. I would assume a little bit of both last night, but the running game had a good night.
Yeah, and we've always told our guys that if you want more as far as playing time and touches and all that, that you got to show out in practice and in games when you get your opportunities. And in last week's game against AW, Evan got a few carries there in the second half and really took advantage of him and ran hard. And we definitely took notice of that, and so he got as many touches last night as really he's probably had in his whole career, and he took advantage of that and had a really nice game, was running hard, and had a little bit different level of speed as far as our backfield goes. So he definitely got some explosiveness back there and made some good things happen, and our line kind of paved the way for him.
Yeah, you're officially at the beyond the halfway point now of the regular season, and apparently it must have been a pretty clean game execution-wise offensively. I saw the box score in the paper, 3 penalties for 20 yards. That's a good number, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think we've only had like 14 or 15 penalties for the season so far. So we've played a pretty clean ball game so far. We'd like to take care of a few of the turnover things that have gone on the last couple of weeks. But we're trying to keep working on our discipline and making sure that some of those little things that can really be a detriment to your team, trying to keep those out of the system to try to give ourselves the best chance as possible.
I tell you, the other thing that I have neglected to ask you about here up to this point is your PAT kicker, Rashawn King, last night was 4-for-4. So tell us about his development here in the 2018 season, and it's nice when you can get the point after touchdown on a consistent basis, because those points normally later in the season and usually weeks 10 and beyond are really important or magnified.
Yeah, they are, and we had struggled early in the first couple games with our two-point conversion, so it's kind of open competition. We had that to try to figure out some of that stuff after the touchdowns, and Rashawn's got a good leg, he's a good athlete, and we've got a couple other guys who were also involved in that. But it wasn't pretty, if you see them on tape, but they all went in, and that's all that matters. And we're going to keep working on that, and hopefully get a little bit smoother as the season goes on.
I think last night they had unofficially 13 first downs. I didn't see the game, but I think I had heard that most of those occurred basically when the game was kind of out of reach, where you're up 28-0, go on to win 28-7. So how do you the defense must have played pretty good when the game was in question in the first half and early into the second half.
Yeah, definitely a bend but not break style. A couple times in the first half they started near midfield, and I think they one time got a first down or two, but we were able to hold them. And then in the second half, you're not thrilled to give up that touchdown there at the end. it was on a fourth down play, but you know, the guys flew around last night, and we did a good job of putting pressure on their quarterback and on their backfield to make those guys uncomfortable. And when you put teams in uncomfortable positions, that's when you start to see mistakes and see teams try to hurry what they're doing. And it's a testament to the aggressiveness of our defense last night.
So you head into the I don't know if you call it the final stretch of the season, but down to four games. Just in terms of like player packages and player groupings, I mean, are you pretty comfortable now with that, or are you still tinkering with a few things here and there heading down to the final 4 weeks?
I think you're, as a coach, always tinkering, and you know, I feel like last night it was a chance for us to actually play some more guys, because we've been trying to get some guys up to speed and trying to rotate our guys a little bit more as we get going into the latter part of the season, because we've played what we feel are like five pretty physical football games so far. And so when you're doing that, you want to be able to keep everyone healthy and taking as few body blows as possible. And so we were able to play more guys last night. And the depth of this team compared to the last couple of years is pretty superior. We're able to get more guys out there and still feel like we're in a good good position and not have a drop-off.
I tell you, from a purely Mercer County interest, this is me speaking, I was really worried about last night's game going in. I just thought, you know, this is a Ridgewood team that's playing a lot better. They believe they got some kids back out playing. But you know, you really came through in the first half. As we mentioned, led at 21-0 and put the game away early in the third quarter. Where do you... As we've played 5 weeks, where do you think the direction of this team is right now?
Of ours?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that the arrow is up. I think we've played five good football teams. I don't know that anyone in the conference right now can say that they've played five teams like we have so far. And you know, there's other teams who have played some good opponents, but just not for five consecutive weeks like that. And I think that that is only going to make us better prepared going into the latter part of the season, and prepare us for hopefully what can be a run here at the end, and trying to get things prepared for hopefully a deep October and November playoff run.
All right, Eagles with a nice performance last night down at Pratt Memorial Field for homecoming, led at 21-0 at halftime, 28-0 in the third, going to win at 28-7. Head on the road for three straight Friday nights. So the Eagles not back home till week 9. Coach, nice going last night, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Eagles 28, Ridgewood 7 last night. More on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.